Obviously, I'm completely and utterly biased, but it's fantastic that Springwatch has finally come to Wales. So it's been a real journey of discovery these last 3 weeks. And I have to tell you that this little corner of Wales has really, really delivered for us. We've had not just one first for Springwatch, but several. You know, red starts in our first week, a bird we'd never seen, grasshopper warblers, wood warblers. It's just been fantastic. And yeah, I think we've all rather fallen in love with this green rolling corner of this beautiful country. We can all remember that April was incredibly warm, incredibly dry. So it meant that many of those of our sort of Springwatch classics, if you like, had done and dusted and done their nesting by the time we came on air. But it has afforded us the opportunity to really see not just some firsts, but some great favourites. Barn owls, which we haven't had for years. We've had a fantastic family of barn owls. We've obviously had the red kite. That's an absolute icon for this part of the country. But the real excitement, I think, for all of us is for the first time in 400 years, and it chose this year, yay, go ospreys! We had, a pair of ospreys nesting at the Dovey Osprey Project, just about a kilometre from the Ynysheer Reserve. And they've got three chicks. They're doing really well. The female, you know, right at the start of the series, we were a bit worried about her because she'd never bred before. She had no idea how to feed her chicks. Any first-time mums will recognise that, I think, that kind of panic of, oh my goodness, how do I do this? But she's worked it out beautifully. Those chicks are thriving. So it's been a roller coaster ride, as Springwatch always is, but we've had some really fantastic things that will certainly bring us back here for next year, I'm sure.
The programme this year has also been a real celebration of its audience, with some incredible films by the people who watch the show.
That's what Springwatch is all about, really. Springwatch is a programme for people, made by our audience. And it's not just the films that they make us, it's the photographs that they send us in, it's the letters, it's the questions. And what's rather nice is that the audience sort of participation, if you like, tended to be slightly restricted to Unsprung. But I think we're all delighted to see that it's kind of filtered down into the main show as well. And we've very much build shows around what people are noticing, what they're confused by, what they want to know about. This isn't a show where we sit down and go, oh, I think we should tell everybody this, this and this. We look at the website. The website is a fantastic resource. It's not just a resource for allowing people to find out about Britain's wildlife, but it's also a great resource for finding out where's the best place to see it, how they can help it, but also be in direct contact with us. And believe you me, you know, that stuff is read, it's reacted to. We love hearing from people, we love getting pictures. I got the most beautiful photograph sent to me today. Thank you very much, Ben Osborne. I love your gruffalo.